Ousted New Hampshire casino owner Sanborn files suit against Attorney General. Former New Hampshire casino owner and politician Andy Sanborn has initiated a lawsuit against New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella. According to the New Hampshire Journal, the case was filed in Merrimack Superior Court on July 30. The specifics of the lawsuit remain largely undisclosed, and it has not been confirmed whether the suit is directly related to the operations of Sanborn's Concord Casino. However, it is understood that Sanborn is seeking a judicial injunction, which suggests an attempt to prevent the state from proceeding with a specific action. The legal team representing the Attorney General's office comprises prosecutors Dan Jimenez, David Lovejoy, and Alex Kellerman. Each brings a unique set of skills and experience to the case. Jimenez is a member of the Public Integrity Unit, which is tasked with investigating allegations of misconduct by public officials. Lovejoy serves in the Criminal Justice Bureau, which handles a broad range of criminal cases. Kellerman has a background in corporate law. Sanborn's legal challenges follow the revocation of his casino license due to misrepresentations related to COVID-19 claims. The fallout from these events forced Sanborn to sell the casino, marking a dramatic fall from grace for the former state legislator. The current lawsuit appears to be the latest chapter in Sanborn's ongoing legal battles with the state authorities. While the details of the suit are pending release, the assignment of such a high-profile team of prosecutors indicates the seriousness with which the Attorney General's office is approaching the case. The involvement of the Public Integrity Unit is particularly noteworthy, suggesting that the lawsuit may encompass issues of public trust and governance. Sanborn's path to self-destruction. Sanborn was accused of federal financial fraud related to an $844,000 federal COVID-19 economic injury disaster loan, which he allegedly used to purchase 3 race cars and prepay the casino's rent to a building he owns for an extended period. This misuse of funds led to a significant legal dispute, as casinos were not eligible for COVID-19 loans under the Economic Injury Program. Sanborn's application reportedly omitted the casino's name and altered the business description to Miscellaneous Services, which further complicated the case against him. In another instance, Sanborn's legal team contended with state regulators over the preparation for an administrative hearing to determine his suitability to hold a charitable gaming license. His attorneys argued that the state regulators were not consistent in their requirements, which they referred to as moving the goalposts, making it challenging to prepare for the hearing. This situation led to a temporary injunction that blocked the hearing Sanborn requested to contest the Attorney General's findings. Furthermore, the New Hampshire Lottery Commission has been involved in a dispute with Sanborn over attempts to revoke his gaming license. The commission agreed to 3 significant demands from Sanborn, including giving him additional time to prepare his defense, taking on the burden of proving its case against him, and allowing someone from a different state agency to preside over his revocation hearing. Despite these concessions, the commission ultimately ruled him incompetent to hold a casino license.